Of course, our top story this month so far locally has been the decision back-to-back by the NCAA and then the ACC to pull championship events out of the state of North Carolina in protest against House Bill 2 and the General Assembly's continued inaction when it comes to reforming or repealing it. What has been the local impact economically in terms of tourism, business spending, visitor spending, conference attendance, things like that? What has been the local impact of House Bill 2 here in our community, and perhaps even more importantly, what can we and what are we doing about it? Joined now on the air, this is something we've been following all year, but with an update, we're joined now on the air by Lori Policelli. She is the director of the Orange County Visitors Bureau. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Aaron. It's always good to see you. You're and still here.
I wasn't sure
when I was driving over where you were.
We've got this sign up at University Place.
Okay.
You can drive past that entrance at the mall and see the WCHL sign. We're not there yet. We will be in a week or two, so we're looking forward to it. But what has been the local impact of House Bill 2? What are we seeing?
Well, I think we all know that every day we hear some new angle or some new initiative or issue surrounding HB 2. And I think the most important thing to remember is that when something happens in Raleigh, Durham, really even Greensboro, it definitely has a direct impact here. It has a ripple down effect. To put that in context, when Pinehurst hosted the U.S. Open several years ago, we were full. So that compression really does impact us. So when Cary lost this business, when Raleigh lost this business, when Durham loses business, we see that dip as well. Mm-hmm. So what we know about HB2 is that the conferences that have canceled here equal between $1.5 and $2 million. What
wow.
we don't know is what we're missing, what biz we've been taken off of. I'll give you an example. Recently, we booked a really exciting group, the North American Travel Journalists Association, and they're going to come here in May. And it's part of our strategy to let the national travel journalists tell the real story about what's going on, what North Carolina is really represents. And so they polled their members to say, do we pull out of North Carolina or not? And because we're the host group bringing them in, we are privy to all that email dialogue, the back and forth of members across the country saying, absolutely not, pull. We do not want to go to North Carolina. It's an embarrassment. They're leading with hate. We don't want to be there. Let's not reward them by bringing this big group. And then other groups, many of them North Carolina members, said, you must come here. This national news only represents a small part of who we are. So we're privy to those conversations because we work closely with that association. We don't know how many associations are having those conversations and voting no, let's pull out.
Yeah.
We really won't know that from a year from now when we start to see the numbers dip, when we start to see midweek business really hurt, when we start to see people saying, no, we're just not going back to North Carolina. And we're hearing that more and more. So, you know, what is the economic impact of a tarnished brand? And that's not always easy to measure. We can look at the dollars and cents, but for people to say that we're a national disgrace, that hurts.
Yeah.
You know, and that hurts, especially, I'd say, here where we've worked so hard on these various different bills and domestic partnerships and marriage equality issues. And to set us back like that and see that brand tarnished, it's very hard to measure the economic impact associated with that.
And that Travel Journalist Conference, we're privy to the conversations because they had already decided to come to Chapel Hill, right? And then they had the conversation about, do we pull out? How many organizations just are not even going to consider North Carolina Chapel Hill.
And well, what we saw with Cary, and Cary seems like it's perhaps not as relevant to our daily business, but it really is, because when you look at that Triangle Sports Association, which books so many large scale conferences, and you hear them talking to the sports and events planners just saying no. You know, our members won't come, or our members can't. You know, how many states now?
I think it's like five something like
that.
And one of them is New York. So we're talking about 20 million people right there.
They just say thanks, but no thanks. So, and another thing that really impacts is I fear it could be a little bit of a perfect storm next year, because we have a lot of new hotels. that have just opened and within a 10-mile range, you know, so we're talking some contiguous counties here. And you have a lot of people who have just, like Cary, who's just built soccer fields, open sports and swimming gymnasiums, all based on this future business. And now they're not having that business. So then what? So it relates very much to a study we're doing right now. The Orange County Visitor Bureau Board voted to hire a firm to do a feasibility study to determine how to generate demand for our growing hotel supply. I mean, you think we have 1,700 rooms now, plus we have Hyatt Place opening in Southern Village next first quarter 2017.
Yeah, how many hotels are opening? There's that one. There's the Southern Village one, Rosemary Street.
The AC Marriott, that will open next October. And then you have groundbreaking first quarter next year on the second hotel in Carrboro. Mm. So you have all this new supply, and we really need to look at additional demand generators for the future, so we're not just cannibalizing our own market. Well, now our feasibility people are coming in saying they think Chapel Hill and Orange County can support more youth athletic fields. Think of volleyball, think of soccer, think of, you know, all the various different youth business that just seems to make sense for Chapel Hill. And I say Chapel Hill loosely, I really mean Carrboro, Hillsborough, Chapel Hill. So now that study, we're scratching our head going, have we lost our potential at this future? So what's scarier to me is what we don't know.
Yeah. And what are the, are we expecting the effects to be long term here? Like, have we seen the, are we seeing the worst of it this year in terms of the revenue lost? Or is
no.
the worst of it going to be the slow trickle in the years
to come? The worst of it's going to be definitely next year,
okay.
You know, because this is an area where our business books shorter term. It's not like a major tier one city like New York or Houston where they book 5-10 years out. So we'll definitely see the hurt in our economy next year. And why we look at hotels is hotels are the port of entry for visitors on the streets. So that is a good bellwether to determine how many visitors are going to be at our restaurants, retail, et cetera. So we are concerned about that. But really what we'll see is the people who pulled from even putting North Carolina in the bid list, it'll take a couple of years to get that back. And I'm not sure we can do that without some brand damage control. Mm-hmm. You know, my hope is that if it's reversed, when we see the light at the end of the tunnel, we really need to let the traveling public know that North Carolina is what it is, and it's a pretty spectacular place, as we know.
Speaking with Lori Policelli, director of the Orange County Visitors Bureau, you mentioned a couple of years to get the businesses back. Is that a couple of years from now, or is that a couple of years after the eventual date when and if House Bill 2 gets repealed?
Well, what we don't know is, for example, there's a lot of
struck down, I guess there, I should
say. Right. There's a lot of bids that were just not being considered for 2018, 2019. So when we are considered again, we could be looking at 2020 before we're put back on those bid lists. Our hope is that if it's reversed, then we will go into branding control. I hope as a state, I hope as a region. Durham and Raleigh, our counterparts, talk daily there. And we really want to let the world know that this area is welcome to all. You've seen some of the materials we're advertising now. It's important. It's very important to get that word out.
Yeah. What is, and talk a little bit more about the marketing strategy, because I know this was a marketing strategy that the Visitors Bureau had already launched to attract LGBTQ tourists and just people in general to Orange County and Chapel Hill. And this was in the process of launching when HB2 happened.
Right,
so
right.
All the more important. Now,
right. So every year, you know, there's a myth out there where people think, well, we're Chapel Hill, they'll come anyway. And that's just not accurate anymore. It takes a lot more effort to keep the Tar Heel visitor in Orange County. It's too easy to go to other counties where they're adding new restaurants, new glitz, glamour, new growth. So we have to work really hard. It's kind of like if Burger King opens up the street from McDonald's, McDonald's doesn't say, oh, they'll come here anyway.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They have to work harder to keep their loyal guests. So we know we have to work harder. What we've determined is that we've had to shift our brand into a campaign that proclaims your community is part of our community. Everyone is welcome in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough. We point them to a website. We're running that ad to the tune of about $250,000 throughout the state, parts of Virginia, parts of South Carolina. We're advertising LGBT weddings. We're advertising group conferences, and we're trying to partner with the International Gay Lesbian Travel Association, who is pretty horrified about events going on in North Carolina. And they're working with Orange County, Durham, and Wake County to get the word out to that boycotting doesn't work. Boycotting is bad for everyone. And it's damaging. You know, it's damaging and it's sad because we know what our community really stands for. You know, respect for individualism, inclusivity, a helping hand, a warm welcome to all. And to have the national news lead with the stories that they're leading with, you know, we get lumped into that North Carolina does not welcome us mentality. And we don't want that. That's not who we are.
And it's tough because, I mean, we say the boycotting doesn't work. There's an extent to which it almost kind of does because, you know, the GOP legislators in Raleigh who are now saying, let's repeal HB2. They're the ones who represent the districts that are being hit by the NCAA's decision to pull out Tamara Berenger and Carey and a couple of others. So,
and that's the smart way to go about it.
Yeah.
We're really looking for a policy change. We're looking for a far-sighted future that where North Carolina is represented in the way that we hope it's represented. And really what we're hearing more from groups is that their state, their association members just refuse to come.
Yeah.
So they need to cancel. We're hearing that they just don't want to be associated with this kind of message. We're hearing that there's too many other states offering incentives and making it really lucrative and viable for them to pull out of North Carolina. We're seeing musicians, entertainers saying, no, I'm not coming to North Carolina. So that North Carolina consistent bad message really does have an effect on our bottom line. How long is going to take us to recover? We hope that branding, positive moves like bringing the North American travel journalist here to write about us. We're shooting videos with Mayor Lavelle and others. Oh, and kind of a fun thing, Aaron, that I'm hoping to recruit you for. We have created an all...
You're doing this on live radio,
yes,
so I can't say no. This is clever.
All are welcome here. Puppet, handmade float for the puppet parade. The handmade parade on October 15th. So we have created this sort of... ride this HB2 stuff out of town. There's this wonderful VW van that reminds that all are welcome and we're passing out materials. We'd love for you to be our parade leader. We'd love for you to hold the sign up front saying all are welcome.
Is it in the morning?
It is in the early afternoon.
Oh.
I will have you out of here in a few hours.
Saturday the 15th?
Saturday the 15th. It's a Hillsborough handmade parade. We've created a custom puppet float for it. Michael Brown, the muralist, created it for us.
Oh, God.
12 of us. You don't have to be in stilts. You have to carry it. Carry the sign. This is all are welcome. It's 9/10 of a mile. It's downhill. There will be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people there.
Everyone should go to this who's not going to the Walk for Education, which is same time at McCorkle Place that I'm emceeing.
What time is the Walk for Education?
I think it starts at 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we'll talk after
we'll
we get
talk,
off the air about the schedule, because I would love to do that. It's an amazing
important
event. Yeah.
And it's our creative messaging is a fun, whimsical, but important way to say, come
and
on.
What a great way to, what a great way to say that.
It's positive.
Yes.
It's fun. It supports the arts. It's free expression.
It's a win-win for everyone.
Yes.
I love it. All right. So anyway, that's October 15th. What time does it start?
I want to say it's right after lunch. 2 o'clock?
Yeah, thereabouts.
Yes.
Okay. So Hillsborough Handmade Parade. You should be going there anyway, but this is going to be a lot of fun at on the afternoon of October 15th. So check that out. And I will try to be there if I can.
And I'm going to call former Mayor Kleinschmidt. He's been a huge supporter of us in the past. And I know that he is extremely upset and very vocal about all of this. Mayor Lavelle's been a true supporter. Her wife, Alicia's going to be in the parade with
us.
And, I was very fortunate before he passed away to be friends with Joe Herzenberg.
Yes.
And what a delight, and what a passionate man who really could just move you to tears with his belief in the constant fight for respect of all people, of individualism, of being inclusive, and the importance, the rights that everyone has to belong. And for us to send a message out there that that's not accurate is sad and really hurts. So anything we can do to change that, we will.
And I know we're doing everything that we can. So speaking with Lori Palicelli, Orange County Visitors Bureau, so before we let you go, what can we as individuals do? I know there are businesses that are kind of taking a hit. The tourism industry in North Carolina in general is taking a hit, and we've talked about this already. It's really focusing on the cities and the urban centers, the triangle, the triad, Charlotte, Wilmington, Asheville, that area. So those of us who live in North Carolina, we spend our dollars in North Carolina anyway. What can we do to help the businesses, the particular businesses that are really being hit by this? Are there particular businesses that we can support in order to?
I think anytime we can use our voice, of course, with our elected officials, we must.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that our Chamber of Commerce has done a really good job of producing materials that remind that everyone is welcome. So for businesses to reach out to their Chamber of Commerce, Kristen Smith has really been a partner of ours on this, Aaron Nelson, letting the world know, letting your customers know, your various different friends and family, visitors know that we are not this, that we are open, welcoming, and inclusive. I think the more we can say that to our friends, family, and stakeholders, the greater chance we have of spreading the message that needs to be spread.
And the louder we raise that voice, the more influence Absolutely. It's going to have on lawmakers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Lori Palicelli is the director of the Orange County Visitors Bureau. Any place that people can go to find out more information?
Well, visit chapelhill.org. And if you click on LGBT, we have messaging there. Carolinachamber.org. So we're all in it together. And, you know, we need to spread the love.
Absolutely. Lori, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.